weather. I bet you guys are all excited to get outside and play after church is over. But let's see what we can learn here first. Maybe you can put this into practice when you're out playing together. This morning I have a short story I was going to read. It's in the Bible. And then we're going to read it first here, and then we'll talk a little bit about it and see if we can learn something here. See if I can find it. I think this reads pretty much the same as how it reads in the Bible. It might be a little more of a children's version of the Bible, but it's a story about the Good Samaritan. A certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Master," he's talking about Jesus here, "what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answered, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" The lawyer said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said unto him, "You have answered right. Do this and you shall live." But the lawyer, wishing to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answered him and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, who stripped him of all his clothing and wounded him and departed, leaving him to die. And by chance there came a certain priest along the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the complete opposite side. And he didn't even give him a second look. And likewise a Levite, when he came down the road, came and looked at him and passed by on the other side of the road. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day when he departed, he gave some money to the innkeeper and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more that you spend than what I gave you, when I come again, I will repay you.' Jesus asked, 'Now which of these three men do you think was a neighbor to him that fell among the thieves?' And the lawyer said, 'He that showed mercy on him.' Jesus told him, 'Go and do the same.'" So, back in the Bible times, the priests and the Levites were looked up to as kind of some high up people. And from what I understand, I don't think the Samaritan was really a high class person back in those days, but the priest was definitely a very high up person. He was kind of like the leader over the church back in the days, back in the Bible days there. You'd think if anybody would have stopped, it would have surely been him to help take care of that poor man. But he just turned up his nose and walked right on by on the other, complete other side of the road. The Levite did the same thing. But the Samaritan, who was somewhat looked down upon back in those times, he came along and he gave him mercy, and he showed him mercy, and he did what was right. He treated the man, the hurt guy, like he himself would want to be treated. You imagine if you'd be laying out there along the road, all hurt, and couldn't move, couldn't walk, and people would just, I'd come by and just pass you right on up, not even give you a look. And then somebody else from here would come walk by and not even try to help you. You imagine, that would be terrible. I don't know how the poor guy would feel, you know. And I'm sure the Samaritan probably didn't even know who he was. Probably like it wasn't his friend or his buddy or anything. It was just a complete stranger, but he still helped him anyway. That's what God calls us to do. He calls each one of you children and all of us in here in this room to obey the golden rule. That means even if someone does you wrong, say your brother or sister, or someone's being mean to you, they say something mean to you or whatever it is, you should always just stop and think before you react. Think about what would you want them to do to you. And if you're kind to them, it's probably going to make them feel bad for what they did to you. It's probably going to make them feel bad for being mean, and they may come and apologize to you and treat you kindly after that. So another thing I was thinking, that Jesus was the best example. He was the greatest example of the golden rule. If you think of what happened to Jesus, he was persecuted and he was beaten, spit on, and very, very cruelly treated. And they hung him on a cross to die, and he still forgave them. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do." So he was the greatest example of all as far as for the golden rule. So that's a good thing for all of us to remember as we go about our lives, to just treat others as we would want to be treated. It's easier said than done sometimes when the person says a mean thing about you or wants to come, and if they, I don't know, whatever could happen, you know, somebody comes up and slaps you right across the face, Jesus says to turn the other cheek. So it's harder to do than what you think sometimes, because your self wants to rise up, and it's definitely a challenge sometimes, but you'll be rewarded if you do what's right, for sure. So I think that is almost all I have. Why don't we have a prayer here, and then we can go back to our seats. Let's pray. Yes, Father, Lord, we come before you, Father, and we thank you for this beautiful morning you've given us, Lord, for allowing us to come together and to worship you, Father, and to learn more about you and your word, Lord. We just pray that you would bless the remainder of this service, bless the speakers that we'll be sharing, Father, give them words to speak, and help us as hearers to be attentive and listen, Father, and to take these things and apply them to our lives, Lord, and just also pray for these young children, Lord, that you would bless them and keep them in your ways, Lord, and help them to honor you and serve you with their lives and their hearts, Father, as they grow up, that they would grow up to be servants for you, Lord, and that us as older ones, Father, help us to be an example to them as they're growing up, Lord. Just pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.